Sunday Silence, War Emblem, Smarty Jones. Those are just a few of the horses who won the first two legs of racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. Then they went on to lose the third, the Belmont Stakes. The last horse to win all three was named Affirmed, and that was way back in 1978.
On the inside, Affirmed. On the outside, Alidar. And those two are letting out all stops. They're going on out together. Affirmed along the
On Saturday, California Chrome will try to end that 36-year Triple Crown drought. NPR's Joel Rose reports on why it's so hard to win at Belmont.
The first thing to say about Belmont Park is that it's big. More than 100,000 people can fit into its massive grandstand on Long Island, New York.
And they're off.
The horses look tiny as they burst out of the starting gate on the far side of the enormous racetrack.
This is the only mile-and-a-half dirt track in the country.
Teresa Gennaro writes a blog called Brooklyn Backstretch and is a regular at the park. Gennaro says Belmont's size is one of the main reasons it's so hard to win the Triple Crown. She says the strategy for riders is different here than at smaller tracks.
Ordinarily, when they come around the far turn, that's a good time to ask your horse to start to put in his maximum effort. If you do that in the same spot on the track here as you do at other racetracks, you're still a half a mile away from the finish line and you're going to use up your horse. And they're probably going to run out of energy and speed before they get to the finish line.
The horses don't look small anymore as they gallop down the stretch and the crowd gets involved.
Come on, work this horse, Warrie! Come on, Warrie!
Turns out that guy isn't the only one with some money riding on the race. Teresa Gennaro placed a bet, too.
So how'd you do?
I won. 5-1 on him at 8-1. So that's about $40.
In the quest to win the big purse this Saturday, jockeys who've raced at Belmont before may have a slight edge, but there's no telling how the horses will handle the extra distance. Martin Panza is vice president of the New York Racing Association, which runs the Belmont.
A mile and a half is a long distance for these horses. None of them have run a mile and a half yet. This is a stepping stone up, and not every horse is bred to go that far.
Panza says there's another thing that makes Belmont hard to win. It's why Belmont Park is called the Big Sandy.
This track is a lot sandier than most tracks. We get a lot of rain here, and there's humidity. Therefore, we use a much sandier mix in the main track here, hence the Big Sandy. It's part of the equation, and it's probably stopped some horses from winning the Triple Crown.
There's another theory about why it's been so long since the last Triple Crown winner, and it has to do with race schedules and training. To win the Triple Crown, a horse has to win three tough races in just 5 weeks, and most modern thoroughbreds have never run that kind of brutal schedule.
I think a lot of people don't train their horses as hard as they used to train them. You know, they're afraid to train them that hard.
Kay Donk and her husband are trainers who have a barn at Belmont.
Most horses, especially your good horses, you don't want to run them more than maybe once a month, so they get the time to recover from their races.
Did they used to get trained a little harder?
Back in the day, oh yeah. You know, they might run once every 2 weeks. The old-time trainers are gone, and it's a lot different.
In the 1970s, there were three Triple Crown winners, Secretariat, Seattle Slough, and Affirmed. Since then, a dozen horses have come close. California Chrome is the latest. His trainer, Art Sherman, says he's the horse to do it.
I think that a mile and a half won't be a problem with him. He's got the right demeanor that you want to have a horse. He has no wasted motion. When you want him to go, he goes.
Sherman flew in from California this week. At a press conference today at Rockefeller Center, co-owner Steve Coburn says the attention of the Triple Crown run has not been a problem for California Chrome.
He just loves people. If you ever notice this horse, you pull up a camera, he'll stop. He'll let you take his picture. That's why we call him a people's horse. And we've got all of America on our side, I do believe, other than the people that have these horses running against us.
And even a few of those people might not mind seeing the first Triple Crown winner in almost 40 years. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.